you will hear an interview with a young magician.
Hi, Amelia. Welcome to the University Podcast. So, how did you get started as a magician?
Well, 10 years ago, my older brother gave me his old magic set. It was brand new, really. He'd never played with it. I was 9 then and more interested in computer games, but I practiced some of the tricks and showed them to my family. They were amazed and said I had a talent for it. From then on, magic became a big part of my life.
So, where have you performed?
I used to do talent shows at school. I was called Amazing Amelia. They've been the ones I've enjoyed the most, especially the 2 years I came first. I've also done tricks at young children's birthday parties. They were useful practice, but they aren't the easiest audience. Now I've left school and I'm doing my degree. I'm in the Magic Club and we do shows every few months. We've done 2 so far and they've been really popular.
And have you created any of your own tricks?
If you read biographies of famous magicians, it's clear they spend a lot of time inventing new tricks. But for less experienced magicians, their advice is always the same. Being a good magician is more about the way you speak to your audience. So I spend a lot of time thinking about how I present my tricks. But no, none of my tricks were created by me. I found them in books or online.
And do you practice tricks a lot?
A lot. I mainly do it at home by myself, but also at our club and wherever I am, I always have a trick or two in my pocket. I love trying new tricks on friends, even if they're not always successful. And fortunately, they never seem to get bored of seeing them.
Do you ever tell anyone how you do your tricks?
It depends. In our university club, we obviously tell each other everything. But of course, we're very good at keeping secrets. In the past, I was persuaded by a few of my non-magician friends to explain 1 or 2 tricks. And amazingly, they haven't told anyone. Yet. But nowadays, I don't tell them anything. I might give them a tiny hint, but that's it.
And would you like to be a professional magician one day?
A few years ago, that was definitely my plan. And I feel certain that a career in magic would be a lot of fun. I even study languages, which would be useful for performing in other countries. But recently, I've started having second thoughts. I'm only 19. At the moment, I think I need to keep magic as a hobby and make sure I get a good degree. I don't need to make my mind up now.
Thank you, Amelia. We wish you lots of luck.